This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has arrived on the scene. Don't have to wait for him to arrive. He's here. He's a call away. 888-553-7536. If you're just joining us, you can go to the archives at DougStephan.com. I don't know how you present it. Dr. Kencho, how are the hours presented when people want to go and listen, if they want to listen to an old hour, like they just turned in now and they want to hear what we did last hour? How do they do that? At your place. Is there a way to do that at drkenshow.com?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, there's an archive there.
There is. Okay, good. All right, look for the archives, and you'll find in this case hour number one on Saturday would be the hour you listen to if you wanted to find out what we were talking about in the last hour, because we covered a lot of ground, a lot about statin drugs, that sort of thing, niacin, the essence of the studies and how studies are done, how much it costs to develop a new drug, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've been talking a lot about things, so now we have a lady who wants to talk about something that isn't thing-related, as it were. Let's see if I can make sure that Becky gets on the air with us. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
From Alexandria. Go ahead.
Come on into the medical office on the radio.
Thank you so much, Doug and Dr. Ken. This is great information.
Thank you.
I have a question that I don't understand. We noticed that the shooter at Fort Hood was credentialed, I think, out of Virginia. And we've had the different doctors in the VA system that were denied in one state, given credentials in another state, and then jumped to the VA system. What is the difference state to state?
Great question, Becky. What you're asking about is how did doctors get licensed and then have the ability to legally practice? And this right, this privilege that doctors are given to practice medicine is awarded by the state that you're working in for most cases, except when you work in the VA system, but in the government. But I'll talk to you about people who work outside of the government. Depending on the state that you're working in, you need to be licensed by your state. For example, I was an intern and medical resident at Duke University in North Carolina, and I had a state license from North Carolina, which has its own idiosyncrasies, different than when I went to become a cardiology fellow to train in San Francisco, California. I then had to get licensed in California, which they have some of the highest hurdles to jump through. And then when I went and been practicing in Florida, I then had to apply to the Florida board to get a license out of Florida. So depending on the state where you're practicing in, the state controls this. And in my humble opinion, that's the way it should be. This is a state right. They should set the standards. And they do. And a lot of effort in each state is spent doing this, and the state is responsible for licensing and also for making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to, and when we're not carrying out some sort of response to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So this is, you'll notice that the doctors have to get licensed in the state. The VA system, I'm not sure, having never worked for the VA, and I'll look into this, I'm not sure if when you work for the VA you have to be licensed in any state or in the state where the VA is located. I would hope it would be the latter, that if I work in the Durham VA that I need to be licensed in North Carolina, and they don't accept the license from any state. But if anybody who works at the VA is listening and knows the answer, answer to that. I'd love to hear, but that's a question I've never gotten, and I could certainly, I have a number of friends who work in the VA, I could ask them that question if you'd like to know. But Becky, how else has this come up other than your curiosity? You sound like a woman who has a lot of curiosity, and that's not a felony.
Well, there was a particular case with a doctor that was denied in one or two states, and it's very difficult to get this information. And it seems as though problems arose in this particular practice in the VA, very big problems.
So what you're suggesting is that they're taking into the VA system doctors who were denied licenses in other states?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
sir, I am.
Can you tell us what the reference is for that and how, what else you know about that?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We have a case in the Alexandria VA, and the doctor was, to the best of our knowledge, it's very hard to get this information. The doctor was denied in Florida, eventually was credentialed in Virginia.
So he had a license from Virginia?
Right.
Okay.
And then came to this system here.
In Louisiana?
Yes, sir. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't think they are credentialed in the state.
So this was a VA doctor practicing in Alexandria, Louisiana, without a Louisiana license, had been denied a Florida license, but we believe had a Virginia license.
Yes, sir. And a number of problems with patients, not just one or two. And I'm not directly involved, but I have seen the research.
And that's one of the big problems in the VA system, because the last time I worked in the VA, and I worked in three of them in my training, you couldn't, if there was something really horrendously wrong, you have no right to bring any legal action against a VA doctor. Is that how it still is, I believe, isn't it, Becky?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is an issue, and the VA is so desperate for doctors right now. I mean, I get a solicitation from them, come work for us, because they have so many problems getting adequate scheduling, and I just hope they're keeping their standards up, and I'd be curious to find out what the rules are, because it sounds like they don't need to be licensed. Becky, do you know anything about it? Do they need to be licensed? Licensed if they work in the VA in the particular state, or do they just need to have a license from any state?
I believe it's from any state. I believe it is. And it's something that desperately needs to be looked at. You know, Dr. Ken, at one time, we trained our own military doctors. And when they cut back the number in the, it was in the 80s that the funding to medical schools was cut back, and yet to legal profession, the federal funding was increased dramatically. So I guess we're getting what we pay for, huh?
Well, I know there's a new director in the VA who's threatening to shake the whole thing up, and I know how hard it is. They're saying it's going to take decades with all the appeals that the people have who they're trying to replace. It's a mess. We deserve to give the vets outstanding care, and I just wish that the vets had the choice that they could either go to the VA or they had vouchers, they could go in the private system, and that would be the best thing to improve the standards in both worlds, because nothing works better in improving standards when people compete for patients and then everybody is trying to do the best they can for everybody.
Same as any other business. Becky, thanks for your call. Next up is Ronnie, who's in Georgia. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome in. Say hi to Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ronnie.
What can we do for you, sir? I'm here in Georgia, and they checked my cholesterol, and they said it was about 140. And I was told that the doctor said if she didn't put me on a statin drug, that she would get written up because my cholesterol was over 100.
Get so written up? Who's going to write her up? What does that mean, get written up?
Is above her, I guess.
Ronnie, when you say your cholesterol, is that your bad cholesterol? Your LDL, lousy cholesterol?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your LDL was 100, is 140, and I would, you know, I use the American Lipid Association guidelines and the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, which changed them last year, and they're going to be changed again, as we were talking about in the first hour from the recent study that just came out in this week's American Heart Association meeting. But nevertheless, let's use the National Lipid Association guidelines for you. Tell me about you. Do we have any heart history for you?
No, sir, not at all.
What about your risk profile? Smoker, blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, family history, obesity, inactivity, bad diet, any of those?
Well, I've probably got a bad diet, but my sugar is good, my blood pressure is good. I'm fairly active for my age. It's 67.
So why don't you have a good diet? Why do you have a bad diet? Why don't you fix your diet?
I probably eat too much.
Well, so what do you mean probably? So why don't you fix it? Why don't you stop eating too much?
I need to work on that. I have been improving some.
Are you a smoker?
No, sir. Don't drink.
Ever smoke?
About 35 years ago.
Okay. What about family history? Anybody with a history of heart attack or sudden cardiac death? Women under the age of 65, men under the age of 55 in the family?
No, sir. No history of any heart problems.
Uh-huh. Have you ever had a stress test?
Never have.
How old are you?
67.
Okay, so your age is one risk factor, but it doesn't sound, and you said you're not obese. What's your waist size?
36.
Okay, that's great. So not a smoker. How much did you smoke? You said you haven't smoked in 35 years, but.
I probably smoked a pack plus, and you know, less than two packs, but probably a little bit more than one pack at the time.
For how many years?
Probably 10.
For 10. Okay, and this was 35 years ago?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, well, it's hard to really give you much risk there. So, no, the blood pressure, the blood glucose, your weight all sound okay. No family history, no smoking. You're not inactive, it sounds like. So you really have one risk factor here. And I would think my first approach for you would be to put you on a really good diet and see what that would do and make sure that you're under 130 with a really good diet. If you get more risk factors, my targets would be different to get you on medication.
Well, I did take that for a while, and I came off of it because I heard so much negative.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of poison in every pill we take, but there's also a lot of good, and it depends on you. It depends on your risk profile and your anatomy of your circulation. And the question is it more risky to take it, or is it more risky not to take it? And if you are a diabetic, overweight, with high blood pressure, who's been smoking, and I would know that there's plaque in your coronaries, and there the risk of not taking it so far outweighs the risk of taking it that it's an easy answer. But in your situation, I can only identify one risk factor. So I would initially, if you were my patient, I would first try to get you on a really good diet. I would just continue to monitor your risk factors to make sure that none developed. And then you're not having any symptoms. Are you of any inadequate blood flow to the heart, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness, decreasing your ability to do activity, inappropriate sweating, anything, any of these kinds of symptoms, or you feel fine?
I feel fine.
Okay. Ronnie, I would ask the doctor for, give me 6 months of dieting to see if I can get these numbers down, and hopefully she won't get written up.
Get better with your own responsibility to take care of your health. Up next, the latest on the claims at the Department of Veterans Affairs. We'll be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
My best thing in life is a glass of solitaire, but I still got my health, so what do I care?
I was like, I still got my love to keep me warm. 23 after the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, brought to you in part by the folks that produce Heart Factors Plus. A lot of conversation today about your heart circulatory system because Ken is one of the most highly rated and noted cardiologists in our country. So that's why, in part, he's here on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on health. So focus on Heart Factors Plus for us for a moment. Ken, and tell us why so many people are ordering it for themselves and their spouses and people they care about.
Thanks, Doug. Let me get this opportunity to tell everybody how they can use Nobel Prize-winning medical research to improve the quality of their life. So are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, it works for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan, another one of our listeners from Maryland, she tells us, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also helps keep your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and better blood flow also boost your libido and sexual function. What could be better than that? So listen to Doug and you can find out how to get it.
Easy to get. Dial 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. Boost the blood flowing into your muscles, into your brain, into your heart. Keep your heart working well, the blood pressure where it's supposed to be. All of these things can be done naturally. Heart Factors Plus has basically, as its nitric oxide comes from an amino acid called arginine, L-arginine. Maybe you've heard of that. That's an important ingredient here, and that's how you keep your blood pressure in check. 800-621-6313. Join the hundreds of thousands of people listening to this program who've made this the most successful, most popular supplement Ken has ever talked about. Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. All right, so we're all steeped in the land of of talking about statins, the inside stuff. I've noticed, because you made reference to it, and it made me quickly go to a report on the status of Veterans Affairs. You asked that gentleman whether he was a vet, I think, whether he'd gone to the vet or whether he said that he had been. I noticed that the folks now claim that the backlog of problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs is being addressed. I don't know what that means.
But what I'm hearing is there's still a problem.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Yes, they are addressing it. They hired a new director. But what I'm hearing from my patients is that there's still some issues. The one in Orlando seems to work fairly well compared to some of the others, but they're not yet a big operation. They're trying to set up this new hospital. But I'm hearing from others around the country that there are still some major problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the problem is that if you want to make a replacement, you know, most of us, we don't do our jobs. We're out pretty quick. But in the VA system, with all the appeals, it can take decades to get somebody out.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem with the government. There was a study released this week that started with the Environmental Protection Agency, but went through the government agencies all across the board and found out that 57,000 people are on paid leave from the federal government because of some impropriety. 57,000 people.
Wow. And they're just waiting on appeals, right?
Well, there are appeals. There are 4 million people employed by the federal government. 57,000 are collecting millions of dollars in pay every month. Good God.
Wow.
28 minutes after the hour, this is the Good Day Health Program.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than a pound and a half during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor-at-large Bahar Taktishian has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone. from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Moving here. 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. I got an email from a friend of mine who's in the radio business. I'm not going to tell you what her name is, but I'm going to read the email because she knows that we do this program, and because of what she learned this week, she's asking, I think, for, as one might understand, some consideration. She writes, "I've always believed that the most important thing in life is health. It even is more important than wealth. What good is being rich if all your money is going to your doctors? So today I received the news from my doctor that nobody wants to get. I have the big C. It's not a total surprise. My mother and grandmother both died from cancer, but while I was understandably upset by the phone call, in my case, there's some good news. They caught me and my problem at a very early stage, and it's treatable. Plus, Boston has some amazing specialists. Still, I must say, it's been quite a year. She's had other medical problems, and now that they're going to schedule the surgery, I hope this will be the last time I see a hospital or a doctor for a while. If you're a believer in the power of prayer, please send one in my direction for a full recovery." So I sent her an email. I haven't talked to her for a long time, but I follow her on Facebook. And so this is something that is, this is an important thing for people. How many of you got bad news from your doctor this week? How many of you got good news? I'm going to take Ken and his experience. Over the course of a week, you probably you treat dozens of patients, right?
Yes.
Okay. So have you had to tell somebody this past week bad news?
Yes.
And how did this person take it? Or how many people did you tell bad news to?
Well, you know, in what I... It depends how you define bad news. I mean,
you're not going to make it. That's bad news.
All right, well, that I didn't have to tell somebody that.
No. Okay.
What I consider bad news, and I don't call it bad news, but in my own mind, bad news is an unexpected finding that is going to need some more aggressive
treatment.
Work.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that is the earliest form of what I consider bad news. And I didn't have to tell anyone this week that they were terminal and we didn't have anything we could do. Fortunately, that doesn't happen too often, but that probably happens to me a few times a month. But this week it didn't happen. I think what's key, and this is one of the ways you can tell the quality of your doctor, is how bad news is delivered. And any doctor who doesn't deliver it the way they would want it delivered to themselves is not the doctor you want. You know, I have to take some time when I have to deliver bad news. It's just, a doctor will be remembered forever if they don't take the time when they deliver bad news to a patient. Patients will never forget that. So, you know, if that's how you want to be remembered on planet Earth, you know, jump in and jump out. And
jump in and be a jerk. Dr.
Correct.
Jerk.
Yeah. Correct.
All right, so how many people have you given good news? You've looked at the studies. You've looked at all of the x-rays.
Like,
what have you told people this week?
I love giving out good news. And we have fixed a number of things this week, and I was able to tell people where we had a big problem. We helped it. We got it solved. And the follow-up shows that things look really good.
So that's good. Round of applause. Yay!
That's what we live for in cardiology.
All right. Let's get back to some of the news of the week that Ken loves to pass on to you, because there oftentimes are keys in his news to things that may be bothering you or someone you know. That's the same idea, by the way, behind asking you to call us or send us questions at 888-553-7536 or email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Dr. Ken@DrKenShow.com, because there's no such thing as a bad question or a dumb question. The only time that is in that you can effectively say that's a dumb question is when you don't ask the question. Ask the question. Okay, so here's this common antimicrobial we have all of these things around that are supposed to keep us clean, yada, yada, yada. This is a little more technical than that. What's an antimicrobial, first of all?
An antimicrobial is a substance which will fight bugs. An antibiotic is an antimicrobial. Any substance that kills bugs, bacteria, microscopic organisms, viruses, anything that gets down and gets those out. But what you're talking about is the report from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Triclosan, it's an antimicrobial chemical. It actually is more specifically an antibacterial. It fights bacteria. It's commonly found in soap, shampoos, and toothpaste. And it was found and reported this week to cause liver cancer and liver fibrosis in mice after long-term exposure. So there's concern that how everywhere this chemical is, are we harming ourselves? You probably want to lower the use of triclosan or maybe eliminate it in liquid hand soap. And this can minimize the effect. And I think eventually the triclosan is going to be substituted with something else. But again, when they do these studies, this is a mouse study. It's not a human study, so it doesn't directly apply to humans. And they also apply high doses to try to simulate long-term effects. You know, just don't overdo it with the triclosan, and I think you'll be okay. And as more and newer products come out with different antibacterials, you may want to look to that.
Yep. All right. Good. 888-553-7536. Let's talk for a moment about the things that are beneficial coming from Genucel, the stem cell therapy, that sort of thing, stem cell technology that treats bags and puffiness under your eyes.
Doug, before you start looking for gifts this holiday season, why don't we all just look at that mirror? What would be a better gift than to get rid of these bags bags and the puffiness under your eyes. And no, I'm not talking surgery either. Listen to Joanne, one of our radio listeners from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger, she tells us, using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results, she tells us. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients at clinical grade levels for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with its immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. So yes, you can start thinking of all the compliments you'll get this year. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145 for Genucel. 800-822-6145. Combat those wrinkles. 800-822-6145. Genucel is the product. 800-822-6145.
Thanksgiving can be stressful, especially if you're the one hosting. From cooking the perfect turkey to the dreaded post-dinner cleanup, you're probably wondering how you can spend more time entertaining guests enjoying Turkey Day and less time doing the dishes. Lifestyle expert Daisy Tay of TheItMom.com has some tips on conquering the post-Thanksgiving cleanup.
My biggest time-saving tip is to skip the pre-wash. Your dishes will get a better clean if you do. Yet, a recent survey by Cascade Platinum and Marie Claire found that 96% of people waste up to an hour a week pre-washing their dishes. Take back your time with a detergent like Cascade Platinum, which is specially formulated to latch onto food particles, breaking them down so they easily wash away, even 24 hours stuck on food. The garbage disposal in your dishwasher hardly anyone knows about handles the rest. Go ahead, skip the pre-wash and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
For more information or to post a review of Cascade Platinum, visit CascadeClean.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus awaiting your calls. Toll free, we have a few lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. I did a medical internship and residency at Duke University, and then I trained in cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco. And for over 27 years, I've been practicing in a town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora, seeing patients every day. Yes, I still am on the front lines, and if you've been through the medical maze, you left the doctor's office with questions unanswered, I'd love to help. If you have a question, a sign or a symptom of something, and it's been unexplained, undiagnosed, give me a shot at it. Or maybe you have an issue, and you would like maybe a gentler, simpler, kinder, evidence-based approach to it. I'd be glad to help you out, give you another alternative way to approach it. Peace of mind is what I specialize in, and no one should be walking around with these things bothering them because it's no way to live a quality life. Let me tell you about something that's become a reality now that we're using these smartphones. This was published in the Surgical Technical International Journal this week. Think of how you stare at your smartphone for a second. When your head's down into your smartphone, you're putting extraordinary extra weight on the cervical spine, up to 60 extra pounds when you're really leaning over. For every inch the head tilts forward, the pressure on the spine actually doubles. Over time, this posture is called tech's neck. It can lead to early wear and tear on the spine and even degeneration. It can lead to head, neck, and back pain, reduced lung capacity, headaches, constipation, and even depression. Make an effort to look at your phone with a neutral spine. That means good posture, standing up straight like your mom and dad taught you, and avoid spending hours each day hunched over, and you'll just improve the quality of your life. 1-888-55 Dr.
All right,
Ken.
I'm back.
And we're glad you are.
All right, so let's talk for a bit. We've sort of had a theme, which often occurs here. Cardiology is your specialty, so things that are of the heart. I don't mean Valentine's Day sorts of things. The big snowstorm in Buffalo. 7 people died, a couple from accidents, couple from things that were related to the cold and the snow just getting buried in it. A couple of people shoveling snow. This happens every year. Fortunately, probably unless you're treating some of the snowbirds that come to Florida where your office is, it may not be something you look at directly. But what goes on in the body? Well, what do people need to be aware of who may be in the eastern states or the northern states where the climate is going to allow them the pleasure of shoveling a lot of snow?
Sure. If you wanted to set up an experiment that put extra stress on the heart, shoveling snow would be an ideal one, because think of what happens. You go out in the cold, so the blood vessels constrict, which means you're getting less supply of blood to the heart, even in a normal heart. And then the oxygen to the heart diminishes. The effort of shoveling increases the blood pressure, and that means the heart has to work against the heavier weight, and also increases the heart rate, which then also increases demand for blood. So if you have any problems with the piping, the circulation to the heart, this is a perfect stress test of the heart. Many people who don't do heavy physical activity because of survival in a snowstorm need to go out and shovel, and they set themselves up for a provocative episode. And this is why it's predictable in these horrible snowstorms. You're going to have some heart attacks.
All right, be careful. Be careful. What is the sergeant used to say on Hill Street Blues? Be careful out there.
The people who are at risk when it starts snowing outdoor in the cold, here are the people that I would suggest should really be concerned. You know, maybe spend a few bucks, let someone else shovel the snow. Those who had a prior heart attack, those with known heart disease, circulation problems to the heart, those with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, those who are smokers, and those who live a sedentary lifestyle. You know, they're not used to doing a lot of activity. This is no time to start your exercise program when the snow comes down.
That sounds almost silly, but it's true. No time to start an exercise program. All right, so let's turn our attention to things that happen in the good weather states. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. Well, maybe not 24 hours a day, but there are a lot of people who are on the beaches. Maybe a lot of people who are at Disney World this weekend, Ken, where you are, who are putting on sunscreen. And if you are a man, I don't know whether these chemicals could be detrimental for both men and women, I suppose, right?
Exactly. You're talking about an interesting study reported in the American Journal of Epidemiology. You know, you think, let's go south and you'll be fine because you get away from the snow, but then you have to worry about this. Chemicals found in some sunscreens, Doug, shampoos and moisturizers, so it's not only, you know, the sun may actually lead to infertility in men. Guys, you're trying to start the family, listen up. This study discovered that about 29 chemicals in a class called benzophene-type ultraviolet filters, easy for me to say, could lead to delays in fertility for men. Some of these chemicals, upon being absorbed by the skin, they can interfere with the body's hormones and endocrine system processes. But before you throw out the sunscreen, please realize that sunscreen is important for sun protection, and we do encourage you to continue using sunscreen to avoid skin cancer. But men who are concerned about fertility may be interested in other ways to reduce their exposure to benzophene UV filters, whether by cutting back on other products that contain the UV filters or by washing after returning indoors. And I think that's a great idea. You know, you're trying to start a family. After you come inside, just, you know, get a good shower, get that stuff off.
I was talking with Ken about the pain in my back and whether to use this Tiger Balm patch or the Salon Paws patch, which is better than taking Advil or Tylenol, that sort of thing.
Through the stomach.
Yeah, right. Here's the best way to deal with the strain and pain of a pulled muscle or maybe lower back problem. The product is a Thermafor. It's a Thermafor, T-H-E-R-M-A, Therma number 4. Go to that website, thermafor.com. Excuse me. If you're suffering from any kind of a strain, muscle aches,
Sports injuries.
Exactly. This is the way. There's two rollers that are attached to this. One is for cold, one is for hot. Very easily explained how to use this. No mess. You don't use the ice bags and get the water all over the place as it melts. You don't use hot towels that get water all over the place as you put the hot compresses on. You make a mess. This is roller therapy. Hot and cold therapy. It's a roller called Thermafor, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number four, used by players, trainers, professional sports, athletes in high school, college, all over the place are using Thermafor. Go to thermafor.com, order by using the code Doug50 and say 50%. The code is Doug50 at thermafor.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
About 53 after the hour, the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus reaches his office at Lake Cardiology by calling 352-735-1400. Reach him here with us at 888-553-7536. The problems of poor sleep. This may be one of the most detrimental things you can do to yourself, no matter what other problems you have. If you don't get enough rest, everything is exacerbated. So it's interesting to see how these studies start with teenagers, and the old, the nasty, that word inflammation, the nasty effects of inflammation. This is something we need to understand about our bodies. All disease comes, all the problems you have comes from something in your body being inflamed, Ken, yeah?
Exactly. Hide the phones, hide the computers. You have teenagers at home. It's not easy, but this is important information in the medical literature this week. The teens who do not get enough sleep may be at risk for chronic problems later in life from increased inflammation throughout the body. Those who did not get enough sleep during the week, and especially those who slept longer on weekends, had higher inflammation levels tied to heart disease and diabetes. So prevention of all this havoc begins as a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Would you explain, I was talking about the patch relieving gels that go right to the source. These are better than taking Advil. They're not as convenient and they may be a little messy. But we have talked over the years about Salon Paws. Was an advertiser of ours, Tiger Bomb. I don't know which is the better of the two. And in terms of doing something like, I'm giving you my experience here as an example. Those of you who have lower back pain, like I do because I got my L4 all fouled up. You put this stuff, and I don't want to take aspirin. I don't want to take ibuprofen. I don't want to take Tylenol. I don't want to take Aleve. I don't want to take Advil because they're bad for your liver or for your stomach or whatever. So this stuff is just as relieving. Does it last as long? Ken, what's your experience with this? Or what do you want to tell people about this?
Exactly. I have some experience with the Salon Paws product. And the reason this came up was because you were complaining of some low back pain.
Right.
And you do have a history of some irritation of your stomach. And therefore, taking so-called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Motrins, the Aleves, the Advils of the world, can only make the stomach worse but before it gets to the spot where the problem is, the low back. So that's the beauty of these patches. It has the non-steroidal inflammatory drug, the NSAID, in the product, but you put it directly at the spot where you're bothered, and it just gets absorbed through the skin, and then the anti-inflammatory effects are effectively relieving the issue and not irritating your stomach. So I like these patches. They are evolving now into the point where it's a nice way to deliver medication and not have any irritation of the stomach or intestines.
All right, so there's some advice. A lot of people are wondering about the Affordable Health Care Act and sign up and all of that sort of thing. People who bought the plan for 2014 but who don't go back to shop again for 2015 will automatically keep the plan that they first chose. Now the feds are proposing that when people sign up, that you ought to get a choice of default for future years. Sounds like more complication here. There was a new regulation published on Friday, Ken, suggesting phasing in of the additional choice that wouldn't take effect probably until 2017. I think this thing is even going to be still around in 2017. Some parts of it are going to be, I'm sure.
I think that the whole thing looks pretty dicey. The Supreme Court is looking at, we talked about this last week, the ability to help people buy their insurance was intended for only people who buy them within their state's marketplace, and about 30-plus states haven't set up a marketplace.
Right.
And because they don't want to absorb all the extra costs.
Right.
And the government, therefore, is taking the place, but these credits are not supposed to be going if you buy it in the federal marketplace, and this is all going to come to a head in the Supreme Court. And I think now that you have on tape, you know, somebody telling us that we were all lied to have this
that
passed.
Stupid American voter.
Right. This is going to be an interesting spring when this comes to the Supreme Court. It'll probably be 5-4 against it.
Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by Provia. Get your natural hair back. Call 800-543-5817 to order Provia. Cleanse your scalp. Get your own hair back again. Get the hair back that you loved looking at when you were younger. 800-543-5817. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on...
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.